man, it's kind of weird. I think that was my first time playing some conditions like that when it rained the whole time. I think our feet was soaking wet, so it kind of felt like cement. But it was both sides, so, you know, you can't complain.
That's the most rain I've ever played in. So that was different for me. But by the time we were done with our first drive, it felt like I had an extra 30 pounds of clothes on me. So that was good.
I thought the weather conditions tonight were outstanding. You know, ever since, you know, I've been involved in coaching, you have, you know, you do the wet ball drills probably once a week in training camp, and you always try to hit it during the course of the week when you get into the regular season. But to come out here and be able to do, you know, to perform in the real thing, I mean, this is a great experience for our football team. We knew, you know, ball security was going to be a challenge. We probably didn't do quite as good as we liked there, obviously, with the number of times we had the ball on the ground and some of the drops. But, you know, I thought our defense really picked it up in the second half with taking the football away. To play in this environment, I think it's an incredible experience for us. Because we do, you know, we are from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I was comfortable out there, but it was tough. I mean, it was coming down out there. Didn't feel like I handled the ball real well, grip wise. You know, making throws, it was just, you know, there's some poor throws up there. But you go back, you take a step back, and a game like this, like I said, you have to kind of pick out the positives out of it. And you know, I felt like this decision making was good. I felt like I was going to the right places with the ball. Didn't really handle the ball real well.
I mean, I played in some rain before, but I don't think quite that level. I mean, you know, it's adversity, but you just have to overcome it, and you have to be prepared for anything. That's one thing about the game of football.
That's the hardest rain I've ever played, you know. That was something else, but, you know, your feet were soaking. It was hard to move out there, but, you know, I think we did the best we could. But, you know, I guess some positive points we took away. I think we started off 3-0, forced them into another punt on the second drive. Obviously, we didn't do too well in an adversity situation after the muffed punt return. But, you know, we'll improve upon that. But for the most part, I thought we did some good things.
Well, they understand. They see the conditions. Obviously, they're not going to be excited if the ball is on the ground regardless. But, they're not naive to the fact that it's the hardest rain in the world going on. So, but yeah, you just got to do the best you can with it, and I got to come up with those.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awful feeling when you go forward with your arm and it gets really light because there's no ball there. The ball is on the ground, and I mean, it's your job to, and that's your possession. So, I don't know, it's just kind of a reactionary thing trying to get the ball. Kind of takes you back to backyard football.
I was sitting next to a couple of scouts. They said that linebacker was getting crushed at the defensive meetings for you pulling him back with one hand.
Maybe it was a wet grass. He slipped or something.
I'm kind of used to it. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was raining, but, I mean, we're football players. We're used to it. And, I mean, got the cleats for it and stuff, so we're good.